Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning on a Monday. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. And joining me now is Jennifer Johnson with the Occidental Hotel and Saloon here in Buffalo. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How goes it on this Monday?
You know, it was an early start, and the weather is nice, so I can't complain.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And even when you're complaining, no one listens anyway, do they?
You know, I'd like to hope it was different, but I know you're right.
And we're going to talk about a number of things you guys have coming up at the Ox, including on the 9th and 10th, which would be next weekend. You've got, not this coming weekend, but the following, you've got a mystery weekend. What is the mystery weekend?
So our mystery weekend is a two-night stay. You also get meet and greet, dinner and breakfast, and basically, you're going to come in on Friday. We're going to set you up, introduce you to kind of the production. And then the next day, we kind of put it into full swing. And you're really just trying to find out who did this crime.
Okay.
I don't want to give too many details away because it's going to be a lot of fun to kind of find it out. But we're incorporating the hotel and the entire historic downtown area into this production.
Okay.
And it's $119 per person. It's going to be a really fantastic time.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I think of these mystery weekends, mystery dinners, whatever it is when they have them, I always think of the movie and the old game Clue. You remember Clue?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Professor so-and-so in the candlestick in the library or whatever.
Yes.
You know, and is it sort of along those lines?
It's not a murder mystery. It is just a mystery. Just but a it mystery. Is. There's little mini games that you're going to have to, each thing that you participate with is going to be worth points at the very end. All your points are kind of added up. And you're trying to guess who did it. You're trying to unravel some puzzles and make the connections. And then when you turn in your guesses at the end of the night, all of those points are tallied. And then the winner is going to get a prize. It's a lot of fun.
And have you done this before in the past?
This will be, so it's not the first one for the Occidental, but it's the first one that I've done as the director of the museum there. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's now, is that something where people could just come in for one day, or it's the whole weekend is a package?
It's a package deal, because if you don't come in from the very beginning, you're going to be kind of lost, because from the moment you step in the door, you're going to get clues dropped whether you know them or not.
Okay.
So it's up to you to figure it out.
Okay. So the whole thing is part
of
the mystery.
It's one long production. That's right.
Pay attention.
Yes.
From the time you walk in the door until whenever you figure it out.
Exactly. You have till 5:30 p.m. on Saturday to make your guesses.
Okay.
So you've got that evening before all day, and then that night you make your guess.
Well, that sounds like fun. Did the hotel do this last year? When's the last time the hotel?
So the hotel did one in 2012. So it's been quite some time since they did one.
Okay.
That was a murder mystery, and they had the ghosts walk around in the hallway. They had all the staff in on it. This is going to have all the staff in it, but we're not really having ghosts walk around. We have ghosts. We don't need to help them along.
Yeah, you don't need fake ghosts.
Oh no, we don't need fake ghosts.
Real ones.
We've got real ones.
And so that's coming up on the 9th and 10th. And how can people go ahead and get registered for that?
So if you want to go ahead and call the Occidental Hotel, you can go ahead and make your reservations at that time. You're going to pick your room. And then at that time, we'll pretty much have you on the books. So you're taken care of.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to do.
Okay. And then is there a certain time they need to show up on the 9th?
So the check-in for the Occidental Hotel is anytime after 3.
Okay.
The start of our program is 6 p.m.
Okay.
You got to be there by 6 p.m. to start getting the information. If you're there a little earlier, it's going to help you because you'll have a little more time to explore and get your bearings.
Okay. So if you show up at 3, you don't have to start really paying attention to things until 6.
You never know. If you get there early, you might be ahead of the game.
Well, there you go. Okay. And then also you've got on Mondays here for a little while, trivia on Mondays, which is pretty popular.
Yeah, we have 4 more weeks of trivia. It was an 8-week session this time. Each week we have a first, second, and third place winner. And then we have a cumulative winner. So after 8 weeks, we add up all your scores, and the top ones also get a grand prize. So we have a grand prize first, second, and third.
Okay, so if people say we're to start a team for this week, they're probably out of the running for the overall accumulative, but certainly not for the weekly.
I would never count you out.
Oh, okay.
So because we have
options.
If
someone came and cleaned house every week, they'd be able to win this thing?
It's very, it's very possible. We have double or nothing rounds, and if you know it all and someone else doesn't, you are certainly welcome to double your score every time.
Okay, excellent. But even still, they can come in, and you do have prizes for every
week.
Given week.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. And what do people have to do to get signed up for that? Can they just show up by themselves? Do they need a full team?
No, you can show up by yourself. We accept teams up to 8. So you can come in, and if there's, say, we've had a couple of guests staying, and they'll combo their team. Because you have the more decades you have between you, the better you're going to do. Okay. The different skill sets, the better you're going to do.
I know some people around town that really enjoy the trivia there. And I know a certain someone who likes to recruit his team, you know, as far as, well, this person knows a little bit about this, and this person knows a little bit
it's
about
really,
that.
It's pretty cutthroat, actually. Yeah. We've got, especially 3 of our top groups, they're neck and neck right now.
Okay.
And
well, that's very exciting.
They rotate their team, you know.
So even if you don't want to play, it might even be fun just to come have a drink and watch.
It's pretty amusing to watch, yeah.
I'll bet. And coming up on the 16th, you've got something called Bar Bingo.
That's going to be our new event. It's Bar Bingo. It's going to be Friday, starting at 7, running till 9, and then we'll have live music after. Okay. And this is to fundraise for the museum. Every week, a certain percentage is going to go to the museum, and right now we're fundraising for our big project, which is to fix the roof.
Okay.
That project itself is about $112,000. So. Oof. Yeah, we're working towards it.
A few shingles.
Yes, it's more than a few shingles. We got 3 buildings to cover.
And so what exactly is Bar Bingo? Is it just regular bingo being played at the bar?
So it's traditional bingo. Going to be a little bit more fun, a little more sassy. But you have an opportunity to win prizes every round. And then at the end of the night, you have a chance to win the jackpot. So if each card is $3. You can have up to 3 cards. All that money is cumulative. So the pot can get pretty extensive, $500-$800.
Yeah.
You
know, there was a place I went to before. It was called Casino Bingo, and it was very competitive. I mean, some of these people
it's
at bingo,
cutthroat,
yeah.
Man.
Well, and you say a limit of 3 cards, and I know some people there that would be playing 6 cards at a time. I've got 1, and it's hard for me to keep up.
Exactly. I to investigate this possibility of doing Bar Bingo here in Buffalo, because we don't have one currently going on here in Buffalo. There's a couple in Sheridan. I went over to Blacktooth Brewery, which we buy draft for the Occidental, and it was intense.
Yeah.
Let me just tell
people
you.
People are serious about
they're
bingo.
Like elbowing. I had to fight for chairs.
Yeah, if you yell bingo and you don't really have it, people get upset.
People
get upset.
Mm-hmm. It's cutthroat.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's coming up on the 16th, and you're going to do this. The 16th is the start of
it's
it, but you're going to keep doing it every Friday.
We're going to keep doing it every Friday.
Okay. And is there a cumulative prize, or is it just weekly? You have your prizes each
week? So every week, the pot builds based on how many people attend and how many cards they buy.
Okay.
The last game of the evening is going to be our blackout round. If you get it within the first 50 calls, you get the entire pot minus the 10% for the nonprofit.
Okay.
And then after that, it gets cut in half, and we'll go down from there. But, you know, you have an opportunity to win a lot of money, especially the more people you bring with you, the more opportunities you have to make more money. So
absolutely.
It's a good time to be had for all.
Well, that should be fun, and that's coming up the first one on the 16th. And then, of course, Thursdays, you still have the jam session.
Jam night starts at 7. Get there early. We're still pretty busy. We have musicians from all over. We've got people right now writing us from Australia and all sorts of places wanting to come in the summer and kind of sit in.
Oh, very
cool. So, I mean, if you don't make it in the winter, come in the summer. You'll get to meet some new people and, you know, our established members that come in and rotate in and out.
Sure. And I'm sure it's a little busier in the summer, obviously, with the tourist traffic that rolls through Buffalo. But I'm sure you still get a pretty good crowd all year round there.
We do get a pretty good crowd. It's just a little easier if you want to join in the wintertime. Because it's easier to rotate in. You're not like pushing through the crowds. And if you're not there at 5, you know, you don't have a table in the summer.
Right.
So there's more opportunities to practice if you want to get ready for the summer.
Sure. Absolutely. So again, just to kind of go over things, on the 16th, Bar Bingo begins at 7 to 9. And that's helping fundraise for their roofing project right now. Bring everybody you know. You've got trivia on Mondays. You said 4 of those left.
We have 4 more nights until next fall. We'll start back up
so
again.
Today is one of those 4 tonight?
It's the 5th night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. And then on the 9th and 10th, you've got your mystery weekend that people can get signed up for.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So everybody give Jennifer a call over there at the Occidental. Get signed up for that mystery weekend. Also stop in tonight and each of the next 4 Mondays for trivia. And then don't forget about Bar Bingo coming up on the 16th. And, of course, every Thursday night is the jam session. I've got Jennifer Johnson with the Occidental Hotel and Saloon. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. KBBS, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM.